So one of the examples he said, a shus, is permitted for a tzorach of a hefted gadol, a significant financial loss. So we have to define the definition of significant financial loss. So the Piskei Shuva in Yoredeiah says that this is defined actually, it's subjective, it depends on the individual. So the definition of a financial loss for somebody who has minimal income would be quite a different definition than somebody who's very wealthy. And we have a different definition. But if a person, let's say, for example, a person, the average person can't afford to lose a few hundred dollars worth of things just like that. That'd be a significant loss for him. A person just bought a meat order and he has the meat in the freezer and the freezer turns off. Got unplugged. He wants to plug the freezer back in. So he wants to ask a goy to plug the freezer back in to be able to save the loss of all this meat which is there in the freezer, which if he doesn't do that, but at the end of the Shabbos, all of that money will be lost, a few hundred dollars worth of meat. So he wants to ask the goy to do that. So he's allowed to ask the goy to do that, turning out electricity. According to many poskim, it's considered a derabanan. And Dain Weiss has a tshuva where he says that even though it's a machlokes whether turning on electricity is a derais or derabanan, regardless of the isra of amir la'akum, given a status of a shus to shus, he says you can rely considered a shus to shus. So you're asking a goy to do a derabanan to turn on the freezer, and that's mutter. Shus to shus is mutter. Remakim hesed gadol, a significant loss. Person left something outside. And there's no erev, and it's a karmelis. It's a good chance that his neighbor is going to be stolen. It's something of value. He would want to ask the goy to do that for him. So those are examples of a shus to shus. Remakim hesed gadol. Amir lakim was permitted in those examples. Have a good morning.